Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today's episode, number 47, Thursday Thoughts number 6, Doing Voices. One thing that's always been a little stress-inducing for me is letting loose and doing voices for the different NPCs. I'll do a little bit, but I get self-conscious about it or wrapped up in trying to run the game, and I'll forget to do the voices I've come up with. Usually it's not much. Sometimes it's poor excuse for an English accent or something, or a German or Russian or other accent. I find that when I'm at convention games, I can get into it a little easier. I guess that's because I don't know the people. That helps. I've tried to do accents for characters and either have trouble finding the accent or just don't feel comfortable doing it or don't remember to do it. I do tend to, in my role playing, speak in first person, so I'll say I do this, I do that, but the funny voices doesn't seem to come naturally to me. I mean, I can do all kinds of silly voices when my kids were younger and with my granddaughter, but it's like around other adults, for some reason that part of play becomes difficult, and I don't know why that is. It shouldn't. I mean, we're playing make-believe after all, rolling dice and living adventures in our imaginations. Why should it make any difference about what voice we speak in, whether it's our own natural voice or some variation? Now, one type of doing voices is just to change the way you deliver your normal voice, either speaking more softly, more quickly, a higher tone, a lower tone. But trying to sound totally different, while I can do it, I struggle with that. I know others do as well. It shouldn't be a big deal, but for some reason, I've decided it is. I guess, well, that embarrassment of looking ridiculous, or the anticipation of the embarrassment from looking ridiculous, has always been my struggle. It prevents me from doing certain things when I've got an audience, like practicing an instrument. It just irritates me because I struggle with trying to practice an instrument because I don't want people to see me struggling with imperfection, which is kind of ridiculous if you think about it. The only way you're going to get good is to work until the imperfections are smoothed out. And certain things, why certain aspects of some things embarrass me and other things don't, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I've gotten behind on my Inktober drawings, and I'll be getting those caught up soon here. But I don't have any problem sharing those, and those are far from perfect. Why should I have a struggle with doing silly voices? And as a part of trying to get over that, I'm going to record some silly voices here to get it out there in the open, and it'll give everybody a laugh and hopefully get me to relax about it and try it more often in games. One thing I've adopted is my brother, when the Hill Giants step out onto the road to commit their robbery, they'll step out and say, "Over there, what you got? Give it here. We'll loot you." Or, "All right, we'll loot you. What do you got?" Kind of a Cockney giant, I guess, but that was my attempt there. I told a story once about whenever my brother would get ready to describe what was in a room, I would do my best impression of a Rancor. I'll see if I can do it. I haven't really tried that, gosh, a long time, so I don't know what this is going to sound like. So I would say, "The Rancor!" So you can see how that would be quite annoying after a while. I don't blame my brother. There's some noises, some silly voices. So how about you? Do you struggle with doing the silly voices and different accents and whatnot for running NPCs or your characters if you're a player? Call in and share. Thanks for listening, and game on. And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!